Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Thank you, Mom. Philippians 1, verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. I have a picture on my desk that is one of my favorites. It's a picture of my mother and me on her birthday from several years ago. It's not framed particularly well, and it'll never win a photo award, but I love it. I love it because it's a reminder to me what a blessing it is that I get to be her daughter. She's 88 and starting to show signs of life's toll. She has had a life of challenges and heartache that would crush many. And yet, she is tenacious and hardworking. She has always loved to work with her hands and is a voracious reader. And it's a rare moment that she's not in a pleasant mood. She really is someone I strive to be more like. I'm not sure I'll ever get there. Yesterday was Mother's Day. This is a day that can bring a wide range of emotions for each of us. For some, it's like the Hallmark commercials with everyone smiling and expressing tender words of love and appreciation. But for some, their relationship with their mother may be strained or broken. For others, it's a reminder that their prayer to become a mother has been left unanswered. And for many, it's a reminder of someone whose life on earth has ended and who is dearly missed. Whatever your situation, when you think of a Christian mother, you may think of a picture of a mother sitting with her child on her lap as she tells them a Bible story. You may think of a mother kneeling by a child's bed, guiding them in a bedtime prayer. The picture can include a mother in worship with her children around her, or a mother's hands folded in prayer for her child. As I reflect on those pictures, I'm thinking that I wish I were more like that mother, and maybe you do too. We think of the times when we missed an opportunity to encourage our child when they were sad, hurt, or fearful. We could have shared Jesus' endless love for them and his promise to always be with them. Perhaps like me, you remember the times when you were frustrated with your child's behavior, and instead of leading them to Jesus' love and forgiveness, you were impatient. Take heart, my dear colleagues and sisters in faith. That same love and forgiveness of Jesus that we can share with not only our own children, but also the children we serve, is ours as well. That comfort of Jesus' constant presence is for you, for me, and for all. Each time you go to the Word, your faith is strengthened, and that faith is the most precious treasure that you can share with your own children and the children you serve. I'm not sure I'll ever be able to come close to the woman of faith that I see in my mother, but her reminder of joy in all circumstances, patience and constant love, and a faith that trusts in Jesus as her Savior are one of the greatest gifts that God has given me. I thank God whenever I remember her and other women of faith who have been examples of a Christian woman. Whether in the classroom or with your own children, may the Lord bless and guide you as you share Jesus with young children and their families. May he bless you with Christian women to encourage and mentor you, and may you be that for others. We pray. Dearest Jesus, thank you for those women in my life who are or have been Christian women of faith. Their encouragement has so often pointed me to you, to your love and forgiveness, and to your amazing grace. Encourage me to share that with the children in my life as well. In your name I pray, amen. A question to consider. Who are the women of faith in your life? Today's verse, I thank my God every time I remember you, is a wonderful reminder to remember those women in prayer. Can you also find a way to share with them the impact they have had on your life as a Christian woman? Perhaps send them an old-fashioned handwritten note of thanks, including this verse. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.